chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times and lost a dream or two. Found the trail and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you.
Come on, Angela, let's go. We gotta move. Come on.
Tony, come on. Calm down. There's an hour and a half before the movie starts. We have plenty of time.
What are you talking about? By the time we park, get in line for tickets, get popcorn, then go back because you forgot your juju bees, then you're gonna say, uh-oh, gotta go to the ladies' room. Tiny bladder. Tee-hee.
All right. If I'm such a liability, maybe you should go without me.
See ya.
Oh, come on. The movies.
All right, but I'm warning you. I am not changing my seat because you think the people in front of us smell. Hey, wait, don't touch the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Hank Sloan, U.S. Census Bureau. Angela Bauer, yeah. Caucasian, divorced female, 39% tax bracket, born October 16th. 19th.
State your business.
There's some confusion with your census questionnaire.
Hey, look, pal, we don't mean to be rude, but this woman's got to get to a John at the Cineplex.
But I made an appointment with your sister.
My sister?
Mona Robinson, Caucasian female, born May 18th, 1967.
67. Oh, Mona, flower child.
Oh, hello. Did you fill out our census form?
I was bored. I couldn't find the Sunday crossword puzzle.
Well, this is great. Now, look, I'm telling you, if I miss that cartoon with them little dancing hot dogs that sing, let's all go to the lobby, I'm going to be one upset housekeeper.
You're the housekeeper?
Yeah, I'm the housekeeper. Tony Maselli, Caucasian, male, born April 23rd, 1952.
It says here you're the nuclear physicist's brother-in-law.
I told you, I was bored.
Sit down, housekeeper. Talk to Mona. Come on, Angel, let's go. We gotta go.
I'm confused. What exactly is the relationship between those two?
How much time have you got?
We better see the next show.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Mrs. Robinson, what is your real age?
What did I put down there?
23.
Oh, you're right. I was wrong. I inverted it.
Please, we need accurate information.
That's as accurate as you're going to get. I mean, spiritually and emotionally, she's but a child.
You should see some of the stud muffins I date. Well, here they all are, the moral majority.
Mother, isn't it a little late? Where have you been?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Mrs. Bauer. I ran out of gas. Ah! Oh, come on, you can think of one better than that. How about a flat tire?
If you were going to be late, young man, the least you could have done was call.
Well, I didn't know I had a curfew.
Well, it is a school night.
What are you going to do, Angela? Ground her?
I should be very annoyed with all of you for waiting up. But I'm not, because I want to share something with you. I've been pinned.
Where's the pin?
My pin. It was on my sweater.
Oh
my gosh.
I found it.
Fascinating story. But I still need to know your real age.
Oh, hey, yo, Hank, give it up. Better men than you have tried and failed.
Well, maybe we should move on to the nuclear physicist / housekeeper snafu.
Hey, that's a simple one. 6 years ago, I decided to brighten Angela's empty life by agreeing to be her housekeeper.
Empty?
Yeah.
My social life was hardly empty, mister. As I recall, our first night together was pretty crowded.
I may not be great in the kitchen, but I certainly make up for it in the boardroom.
I'm not bored.
The Connecticut clutch strikes again.
Here, let me help.
No, don't touch it. You'll cut yourself. Here, let me get the dustpan.
This is good china.
I know. I care enough to break the very best.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Donnie! No, Donnie, you're a date!
Is your date? I thought you were getting attacked. What are you doing rolling around on the floor?
We weren't rolling on the floor. We were picking up a broken plate.
Both of you?
It was a big plate.
Angela, who is this?
Well, Grant, you're not going to believe this, but this is my new housekeeper.
Housekeeper?
Hey, who is this bozo?
Tony, this bozo is my boss.
It's your boss? I thought they chased you around your desk, not around your stove.
I don't find that very amusing, and I don't have to explain my behavior to a male Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, eh? You're lucky I like that movie. I take care of it.
Behave yourself!
Don't tell me to behave myself. Talk to Conan the Barbarian here.
Now, that movie, I hate it.
Tony, go to your room.
Angela?
Tony, go to your room.
I don't want to go.
Grant, go to your cab. Angela? Grant, go to your cab. Tony, go to your room.
I'm going.
Grant, I'm very sorry about this. We'll talk about the weekend at the office tomorrow. Well, look on the bright side. You just saved a fortune in cab fare.
Great. That makes 2 meters that got turned off early.
Bye, Grant.
I knew it. I knew this wasn't going to work out.
Hey, no problem. We just got our signals crossed.
I'll cross your signal. You have just intruded on a personal moment with someone I happen to like a lot. From now on, if you feel tempted to butt in, please butt out.
Well, next time I see somebody crawling all over you on the floor, I'll know that's how you entertain friends.
Oh. I think we better continue this discussion in the morning. Right now, I am so angry, I could strangle you. Let's go to bed.
Right.
Let me get this straight. You two both sleep upstairs?
Oh, yeah, separately.
Across the hall, behind locked doors.
And never the twain shall meet.
As I recall, your twains met once.
Angela! Joanne!
What is it? What's the matter?
I had a bad dream. Could I sleep with you?
Oh, yeah, sure, honey. Come on in.
Samantha, honey, you want to...
Might as well go sleep in her room.
Watch out for the credit card. No, watch out. What is it? What's the matter?
Samantha had a nightmare. I think she wants you to sleep with her.
Oh, yeah? I'm gonna go check on her.
Okay.
You go ahead, get some sleep, darling. Oh, I'll go see how she is. Sam, honey, it's me. I'm here, babe. It's all right, sweetheart. It's okay. It's all right.
Grant.
Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Angela.
Well, hey, these things happen.
A lot. Rub-a-dub-dub, dearie.
The federal government doesn't need to know about the bubble bath incident. Yeah.
The bubble bath incident. Oh, that's an even better one than the one I was thinking about.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to bathe I go. Going down the path with my bubble bath. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi, holy smoke.
I didn't see a thing. I'm telling you, the reflection off the bubbles blinded me.
Those weren't bubbles.
Could we get back to the questionnaire, please?
Okay. Tony, you're obviously more than a housekeeper, but you are not a boarder, a roommate, or a house pet. What are you?
Well, once he was a door prize.
Oh, hey, I like this one. I like this one.
$1.75.
I'll give you $1.75. Check this out. Both of them.
All right, $1.
$20.
That's more like it. There we go.
$30. That'll buy 5 beds of petunias. Going once.
$40.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Angela. What are you doing? I work for you all the time.
I know, but I love petunias. $50, $60, $70, $80.
$80? We'll be able to buy rose bushes, too.
$90,
$100. $100? A new Picton Avenue record! Do I hear $110?
$1,000.
I didn't hear $110.
$1,000. Forget neighborhood beautification. We can all afford to move. Any other bids?
Angela, I am your mother. I know what's best for you. Buy him.
Aha! Then you are her mother.
All right, all right. Well, that settles that, huh?
I think we still have time to make it to the movie.
All right.
Just one more thing.
What's that?
Questions 2 through 33.
Oh.
Well, would you excuse me for a minute? I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Small bladder.
All right, we're on the last page.
We better be.
Question age 30. How would you describe this building?
It's a house. Look around you.
Please, the man's just trying to do his job.
But I want to go to the movies. Why won't he let me go to the movies?
Age 32, which fuel is used most for heating this dwelling?
Oh, well, the best way to explain that is to tell him about a party we went to.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Oh, excuse me. Would you hand me a napkin, please?
Hey, what's the matter? Your arm broke? Oh, my God, it's you here. Have the whole stack.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Okay.
One idiot dropped a drink all over my coat.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not your way. Don't do that. No. The trick is to use a little club soda. And you pat. You don't rub, do you?
With my shrink.
Oh, Mr. Sinatra. Mrs. Sinatra, I've seen all your movies. I've seen every TV show. You know, Our Town, 1955.
1955?
No,
I know every song you ever recorded by heart, intonations, everything. But there's always been one question I've been dying to ask you.
What?
How does it feel to be worshipped and adored by millions and millions of women?
Nice.
I knew it!
Oh, I'm going to trick you.
Do you see what I see? I don't believe it.
Oh, oh, girls. Frank, this is Angela and Mona.
Oh, it's an honor, Mr. How do you Sinatra.
Do? How do you do? Ring-a-ding-ding.
What does Frank Sinatra have to do with home fuel?
Nothing. But didn't I look great in that red dress?
Okay. Last question. Have the two non-married consenting adults in this household ever experienced carnal knowledge of each other?
The federal government wants to know that?
No, I do. You may not believe this, but I am not a full-time census taker. I am a writer about to happen, and I find you inspiring.
Well, I'm a guy about to go to the movies, and I find you tiring. Come on, Angela. We still got my time to make that movie. If you don't slow us down, I'll drop you off at the ticket booth.
Will you be stopping the car?
Maybe.
You know, it sounds like those two got it bad for each other.
Yeah, but you'll never get them to admit it. At least, not while they're conscious.
Tony, I want you to know, an appendectomy is a fairly routine procedure. But as with any major surgery, there's always the chance of death.
Who picked this hospital?
Don't worry. I'm going to be here when it's all over. I mean, when they wheel you out. Alive and fine.
Look, Angela, if anything should happen to me...
Nothing's going to happen to you.
I know, but if anything does... Hold it, hold it, hold it. If anything does, I just want you to take care of Sam.
Oh, Tony.
No, I mean, you've been real good to her. You've been important to her, like when she needed a woman around, or helping her grow up, or helping me let her grow up. I would have never made it through puberty without you, Angela.
I'd be honored to take care of Samantha.
Thanks, Angela. And Angela, I love you.
What? Wait a minute. What did he say? What did you say? Tony, wake up!
Ma'am, it doesn't matter to me, but he might enjoy surgery more if he slept.
You're probably right.
Did Angela ever tell Tony how she felt?
She told everybody, but she was asleep at the time, too.
Tony. Listen to me.
We're listening.
Okay. Come on. Let's go back to bed. Come on. Let's go. Come on, the excitement's over. Break it up. Come on.
Tony. I love you.
Pancakes for breakfast?
They are so weird.
But weird is grist for the writer's mill. You know, if I ever use them in a novel, I'm going to get them together at the end because they seem so right for each other.
Oh, dry up.
Oh, admit it, it was your fault.
Sure. It's always my fault.
Oh, excuse me, but we'd be sitting right now in the movie if you hadn't gotten on the wrong line.
So shoot me. Now, how was I supposed to know that it was the ticket holder's line?
Because they were all standing there holding their big blue tickets.
You know what? I don't want to go to the movies with you anymore.
Oh, what's the difference? We don't get in anyway.
Well, maybe they'll kiss and make up when they're unconscious. I'll keep you posted.
Well, maybe we could talk about it some more over dinner. Someplace nice. So you could wear that red dress.
You little census taker, you. I'll change.
I got a couple more of these to do. I'll be right back.
Hey, hey, Angela, how about I make some popcorn and we rent the way we were?
Sounds perfect.
Great, great.
Tony?
I know. Not too much butter. Memories like the corners of my mind. Misty covers more than
Coming this fall on ABC, you'll laugh yourself silly when you meet Hank the housekeeper.
Hank, how could you barge in on me when I'm taking a bubble bath?
Andrea, I swear, all I saw were your bubbles.
Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central.